Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
First, our top story this half hour, we're learning new details about a water main replacement project in Chicago's South Shore neighborhood. It was interrupted when fire department crews were called in to rescue a worker from a collapsed hole. This afternoon, that worker is doing fine and thankful for a quick rescue. As we hear from WBBM's Brandon Eisen.
This is the sound of somewhere around two dozen Chicago fire personnel working to free a city water department employee from a hole at 67th and East End. The sound taken from video posted to CFD social media. After about an hour, CFD spokesperson Larry Langford called the WBBM newsroom with an update on the situation and how the sounds on the scene had changed.
Well, it was almost like when you see a movie, two people broke into applause and there was a lot of, yeah, she's out, that type of thing.
Langford says the woman is in good condition and good spirits, refusing further attention. She'd been there on official work capacity. The hole is part of a water main replacement project. He adds that rescue crews had to take their time and be cautious of the surroundings, as her foot was trapped in a vacuum of dirt and water.
Like quicksand, we couldn't get it out easily. We had to get a bucket brigade to get rid of the material. We used a sewer sucker to also pull material off.
Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Well, over the last week, Illinois health officials are reporting 21,000 more cases of coronavirus, 87 more deaths. The seven-day test positivity is now at 4.1%. Well, attempts to get more young people in Chicago vaccinated against COVID moved to dinner table conversation last week. About 100 people came out to a Feed a Teen event in West Pullman, where they talked about vaccine hesitancy. Lily Rocha is Midwest director for the group Young Invincibles. She says a listening tour earlier this year found better ways to reach those who are hesitant about the COVID-19 vaccine.
There really is no one source of information that will compel people to get the vaccine. It really does take a multitude of trusted messengers.
They estimate about 20 people were vaccinated at the event. As a result, a similar dinner is set for next month at Chicago State University. And a Naperville woman was reunited with her rescuer today after being pulled from a burning car last month.
Miranda Rosasco was driving northbound on I-355 when another car crashed into her.
My car flipped over and it actually landed on the roof. And so when I was on the roof, I was kind of hanging there upside down.
Cheryl Galay, a nurse at Advocate Good Samaritan Hospital, happened to see the overturned car and without hesitation stepped into action.
It was me and this other gentleman who were able to get Miranda out. As we were getting up to the car, we saw some flames coming out of the grill.
Rosasco was 21 weeks pregnant at the time, which is why Galay stayed with her until paramedics arrived. A month later, the two women were reunited.
It's just a miracle that we're both here and that I'm just so happy to meet you finally in person. Just to thank you for everything that you did for me.
Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBB.
Well, Claire's been telling us about it all afternoon. Roads around the Chicago area starting to fill up as people prepare to head out or in for the Thanksgiving weekend.
Holly Hart is a spokesperson for AAA of Illinois and Northern Indiana.
There are 53 million people traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday. Of those, 90% are going by car. Here in Illinois, 2.7 million people will be traveling.
She says 2.5 million Illinoisans are expected to drive, while nearly 245,000 are expected to fly. Because of that, Hart says those flying should get to airports earlier than usual in case of long security lines. She says drivers should prepare to pay more to fill up their fuel tanks. She says gas prices in Illinois are averaging about $3.57 a gallon compared to $2.22 last Thanksgiving. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A substitute teacher for Chicago Public Schools is being investigated for allegedly touching himself inappropriately in a classroom with children present last week. The Tribune reports students at Walt Disney Magnet School told school officials the sub did so while sitting in a chair in front of the class. A police spokesperson described the investigation as ongoing. The Illinois State Fire Marshal's Office is offering a few simple precautions that can greatly reduce your risk of a home fire while cooking Thanksgiving dinner. Spokesperson Jay Seifoltz explains what to do if there's a small fire on your stovetop or in your oven.
If you have a small fire, use a lid and smother it. Turn the burner off. If you have a fire in the oven, turn the oven off. Leave the door shut. That helps keep the fire contained inside.
Fultz says it's important to keep children, as well as anything that can easily catch fire, such as towels or paper products, at least 3 feet away from the oven, stoves, and fryers. If you plan to deep fry a turkey, he says only do it outdoors. Make sure the bird is fully thawed and don't overfill the fryer. with oil. From the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Sports Desk, here's Dave Kerner.
Justin Fields, Akeem Hicks, Damien Williams all out for the Bears tomorrow in Detroit, and it looks like receiver Allen Robinson in the same boat. He is doubtful because of a hamstring injury. The last injury report coming out today for the Bears and Lions tomorrow, starting off the three NFL Thanksgiving Day games. Receiver Isaiah Coulter, linebacker Sam Kamara, defensive lineman Margus Hunt brought off the practice squad onto the active roster. Andy Dalton will start tomorrow, and defensive back Duke Shelley now goes on injured reserve as the depth in that position gets tested that much more. Bulls and Houston Rockets tonight in Houston. The Rockets, the worst team in the NBA at 1-16. Nikola Vucevic has been missed for the last seven games for the Bulls because of COVID-19 protocols. The basketball club has gone 4-3 in those games. Vucevic is available to play tonight, as is Alex Caruso, who missed the game Monday against Indiana due to a wrist contusion. The Bulls losing by 32 to the Pacers at the United Center on Monday. College hoops, Loyola dropping a heartbreaker 63-61 to Michigan State today at the Atlantis 4 tournament in the Bahamas. Marcus Bingham Jr. dunking home an alley-oop pass from Tyson Walker with just over 3 seconds left in the game to decide it. The Ramblers now at 4-1. Bears-Lions tomorrow morning with coverage beginning 8:30 a.m. on your home of the Bears. Dave Kerner, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, the Cook County Sheriff's Program that provides mental health interventions during 911 calls is now expanding to Blue Island this holiday weekend.
The training is complete. Tablets or cell phones loaded with Zoom, and licensed clinical social workers are ready to take calls at any time. The Sheriff's Treatment Response Team Director Ellie Patak Montgomery says they've given virtual assistance to 85 people in unincorporated Cook this entire year and Oak Lawn since August.
Someone that is actively suicidal with a plan, off their medication, someone that might be suicidal and homicidal, individuals that were, you know, really in dire straits, really needing attention from a medical provider.
She says none of those cases ended in arrest. After Blue Island, the sheriff's office is in talks with other departments in the county. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, when you think about holiday shopping destinations, a train station probably doesn't always come to mind. But that's exactly where the city of Lake Forest is setting up shop. Lake Forest Station is a pop-up shop that opened today. It offers something unique for the holiday season by supporting 16 local nonprofits. Mayor George Pandeleon says the pop-up shop coincides with a series of holiday activities, including a tree lighting ceremony and group performances.
So every weekend there'll be some sort of a performance associated with the pop-up shop, which will add to the festive environment in Market Square.
This year's Lake Forest Station is open Thursday through Saturday and runs from November 24th to December 30th.
There was clapping and cheers outside the courthouse where a jury of 11 white people and one black person found that three white men who shot dead Ahmaud Arbery were guilty of murder. Arbery's mom, Wanda Cooper Jones.
Thank you for those who marched, those who prayed, most of all the ones who prayed.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Robert Rubin represented Travis McMichael, who pulled the trigger that day last year.
We felt from day one that the video showed that Travis McMichael acted in self-defense. Obviously, the jury felt very differently than we did, and maybe we had our own little tunnel vision going.
Legal analyst Laurie Levinson.
In this case, the defendants tried to claim that they acted in self-defense or were doing a citizen's arrest. But what this verdict says is that you cannot use vigilantism.
The three men face life in prison when they're sentenced. CBS News Special Report. I'm Matt Piper.
Well, this afternoon, Governor Pritzker is offering his thoughts on the verdict, posting on his official Twitter account that, in his words, we will know true justice when black men can go for a jog without fear that they might not return home to their families. Mayor Lightfoot issued a statement as well, saying in part that justice was done and that, as she put it, we must continue our commitment to use our words and our deeds to face and address historic wrongs. 4:33, the investigation continues into the death of a three-year-old boy who fell last night from a 17th floor window of a residential building on the near north side.
Chicago Police spokesperson Carrie James says it happened at a building on LaSalle near Maple.
Area 3 detectives are investigating the deaths.
but at this time it appears to be accidental.
The Cook County Medical Examiner has identified the boy as Lamar Roach Jr. of the 1800 block of South Normal Avenue. Investigators say he might have pushed out a screen before the fall. Police say the boy landed in bushes and was taken to Lurie Children's Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. A spokesman for the Department of Children and Family Services tells the Tribune his agency is also investigating and that DCFS had no prior contact with the boy's family. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago firefighters freed a water department worker who got trapped in a muddy hole today. Fire department spokesperson Larry Langford tells WBBM, those types of rescues are not as straightforward as they seem.
When you get on a scene like that, you know, people say, well, she's only a few feet down. What's the big deal? Just pull her out. I don't know if you can see from the video, but it's a lot more to it than that. You don't just grab somebody and snatch them. First thing we do is put a safety harness on them so that we've got some ability to hold them if something really collapses further.
The worker got trapped in the hole near 67th and East End, prompting firefighters to use a vacuum and other tools to remove water, dirt, and other debris from the hole to get her free. Well, it's a busy afternoon in a lot of homes around the Chicago area as families finish packing and get ready to head out for the Thanksgiving holiday. The good news is that at least at the moment, our weather is dry and roads are clear. Experts at AAA say more than 53 million people will spend the holiday at least 50 miles from home, which is close to pre-pandemic levels. Chicago's Department of Aviation says only a handful of flights at both airports are being delayed or canceled. And even Amtrak's Jason Abrams says most of the rail line trains are full.
We're looking at about 800,000 riders this whole week, and that's across the entire national network. And that's at about 80% of where we were in 2019.
And there will be some travel challenges tomorrow morning as authorities in some suburbs close roads ahead of turkey trot runs.
In Batavia, this year's 4-mile fox and turkey run is from 7:30 to 10 a.m. Thanksgiving Day on the northwest side of the suburb. King County Chronicle reports it begins and ends at the Batavia Riverwalk near the Municipal Center and will mean temporary roadblocks and traffic interruptions. And Dan Gibbons' annual turkey trot in Elmhurst will mean road closures in the downtown and some surrounding areas. Advance warning signs have been posted all week. Updates with traffic and weather together on the 8th, as well as throughout the long Thanksgiving weekend right here. Pat Cassidy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.